The sky is big and black, and even though it's only 4 o'clock, the landscape is already beginning to lose its definition. Meanwhile, the wind that began as a stiff breeze when we boarded the train at Salisbury has developed into a full-blown gale. Naturally, Charles and I checked the weather forecast before we set off, but we weren't about to let a little old severe weather warning spoil our plans. Not when we had booked and paid for our first-class rail tickets and boutique hotel with its rainfall shower and 2AA Rosette restaurant. In any case, who cancels their honeymoon? I hope we're not going to spend the entire fortnight stuck in the hotel room, I say, sighing heavily. Charles reaches over and takes my hand. Actually, I think that would be rather romantic, the two of us, holed up together, someplace warm and cosy. But you hate being stuck in one place for too long. You'll be bored. He draws my hand to his lips and kisses my knuckles. Grace, my love, I could be stuck in a lift with you for 100 years and never be bored.